Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the president is in El Paso, and they say this is the first stop, his first rally for the presidential reelection. So good luck to him. He'll be right there near the border and ready to talk about the wall, ready to talk about the border, and so are we. We're asking you, Chris Collins, you probably heard the soundbite in the newscast, was interviewed here this morning and was asked about the wall, and he said that the Republicans are dealing with the Democrats. The Democrats are supposed to be dealing in good faith. However, they want to reduce the number of ICE detainees. Let's do the numbers. ICE has 40,000 beds. They want to let 35,000 people loose. I mean, that's it. You can't doll that up. You can't put lipstick on a pig with that one. They want to let 5,000 illegals go. Where? They want to let them go in Kansas. They want to let them go in their home countries. They want to fly them somewhere. Where do they want them to go? This is how silly it's getting. And by when Friday shows up, there'll be a lot of hand-wringing and whatever. I think the president would be best served, take whatever money is there and start the wall. Meanwhile, round up more money while the wall is being built, the initial phases. Round up more money to keep working. Every bit of wall is that much more keeps us secure. And I know some people believe that and some don't, but the bottom line is the wall is something that I think the American people want. For some reason, the Democrats just want to let everybody loose. Just go ahead, just like Castro did with the prisoners in Cuba. And I don't think that's a good idea at all. Now, did you know that the Amy Klobuchar, or whatever her name is in the presidential race now?
Who is she?
I have no idea. Can you imagine what kind of money it would take to get name recognition for somebody that nobody's heard of? I mean, start from scratch as opposed to those who have been around and maybe you like them. Maybe they've done some decent things. Now, all of a sudden, you got a totally new person that nobody knows, and you got to start from scratch.
Yeah, I kind of think it helps if your name is known.
Yeah, I think you got to go a long way to do that. All right, let's see. Sandy, the Dems are banking on getting amnesty now for the estimated 20 million illegals here now. Yeah, they used to use a number of 13 million. They don't use that anymore. They use a higher number. Nobody knows exactly what it is. It says that they want to get them amnesty, then hope to win the presidency and the Senate in 2020, that's the game plan. Well, I think they're underestimating what they have to do to get to that point. The American people, I think, want the wall, and I think the more obstructionist that the Democrats are, and they definitely are laying in the road, waiting for a Republican to run them over, and then complain about it. I think they're totally misreading the room. I really do. I think in the next election, the president will be reelected and we'll get control of Congress back. And then we better damn well do something with it. I think we got a lot done in the president's first couple of years, okay? But we could have done a lot more. And I think you're seeing the ugly side of the Democratic Party now.
Got to keep people like the Paul Ryan types out.
Yeah, forget it. If you're nervous, go to a quilting class or something. Politics maybe isn't for you. And somebody said Hillary, if she were a car, she'd be a gremlin.
I like that.
And you had what's the other car that a lot of people?
The Pinto?
The Pinto, the Maverick.
The Maverick, yes.
I know a person who's, somebody is talking in my ear that shouldn't be. Okay, yeah. There we go. Why don't we just get him right out of the studio? He's still there. Yes. He's turned on everything but the water. Good, they're gone.
This thing is all of a sudden, it's computer's doing worth. I'm not touching anything.
It just started on its own?
Changing to different pages and playing automatically.
It just started on its own. It's like my wife in romance. She oftentimes would start alone. It's just the way it is. Yeah, it was a disappointment. What can I tell you? No, it just started playing on its own, really?
Yes, and the odd thing, though, is it's changing to different pages.
Well, while I was saying something, I looked up and none of your lips were moving, but I could hear voices. Ooh, I can hear voices now. How about that? That's very, very good. All right, we'll take a break and then we will return. We're asking about what Chris Collins had to say. Are the Democrats really using good faith negotiation tactics? I don't think so. When you ask to cut down the number of arrests or cap it or let loose 5,000 people, no, I don't think that's good faith at all. We'll be back with more. News Radio 930 WBEN. I was in the middle of reading that text when suddenly the machine went on by itself. They're looking at it now. Sandy, the Dems, I'll start again on this one. The Dems are banking on getting amnesty now for the estimated 20 million illegals here, then hope to win the presidency in the Senate in 2020, and then grant 20 million voting rights. Game over for the Republicans. Well, that's basically what I've said all along. They are trying to flood the country with as many illegals as they possibly can, short of just leaving the door open, okay? And that's one of the reasons they want this sort of thing. Then they're hoping that amnesty will come up. Well, let's start fresh. Let's do this, let's do that. But the people that are already here, it's too burdensome. We can't do it. It's too expensive. La, 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 la. So those people will be allowed to stay. If the number is 20 million, which it could very well be because it used to be 13 million. So now they're here and they're not enjoying the full American experience. We must give them voting rights. And when they get voting rights, which would mean citizenship, once they get that, we become a one-party country. I don't know anybody who wants to do that, except the Democrats seem to be very happy to do it as long as they're the party. And that's sad. It's sad because they're showing their true colors now. I don't know how they can call themselves a legitimate political party in the United States of America because they do not represent what this country is all about. Let's go to Carol in Lancaster. Carol, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. It's time to actually get going here as the people of the United States of America.
Tell us what your plan would be.
Well, first of all, I listened to Judge Jeanine. She had a very good commentary over the weekend, and it was true. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to get as many illegals here. I don't think Donald Trump can do it, but I'm sure they have all these PACs that can do it. We need to start showing these people exactly what's happening at the border. Get it out in the media. Get it out. Pay for the ads. And truly, it seems like what's happening is the people of the United States don't really know what's going on. If you don't listen to your radio station, Fox is iffy, but they're not getting the true story. Just like they didn't, they probably still think those kids in Washington, D.C. were the ones who started the riots and stuff.
You know, you're bringing up a point which I think is going to be very, very interesting. And I'm not trying to be a smart guy, I'm just thinking. What if all of a sudden we just opened up the border to wall-to-wall television to show exactly what's going on there? You know, we have a PD Live and we have Cops and got all those kind of reality shows. I think you're right. If we saw the ugliness of what's going on at the border, I think a lot of people would be totally informed and would be on board with getting this thing taken care of.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, abortion, it's not a really pretty thing. It really isn't. And I think a lot of the people, first of all, they don't want to face it. And one of the things that she said was, you know, don't be so sure that this can't happen. We didn't think some of these things that Barack Obama wanted couldn't happen.
And he was the one that started this. We have to transform America. Nobody knew what he meant, except we know now, and I don't think it's pretty.
The other thing is that I had watched something else, and it said that one of the Bushes actually said that they wanted one world government, and that was in his State of the Unit
State of the Union address. Well, if it was George Bush, I know that before, right at the beginning of his first campaign, he wanted more liberal immigration policies. And then something must have happened. Somebody whispered in his ear because he didn't talk much about it after that. I think that there is not a taste for it by the American public. If you want to come in here, you got to do it legally. It's not that there's no path to come here. You can come here. People do every day legally. And that's what you have to do. We can't just disregard the laws because they seem a little inconvenient right now for you.
And the other thing we've done, and it's happened here now, is this long-term voting thing. We need some voter ID. Somebody should. We got to pass it. If we get control of something, we need to pass it.
Well, we've gotten down to the nubs. We can't even. The most precious thing we have is the vote. Okay, we can't even ask a person to show identification, which is easily obtained for free. There's no test to get it. We can't even ask them to show ID so that people walk up and say they're Joe Schmo. We just have to take their word for it.
And now they're going to be saying it for how many days? It's ridiculous.
I think that if you can't make the effort to vote like we've always done in a day, well, then you're left out. Actions have consequences. That also happened to be Barack Obama's theory. If you can't get there to do it, then you can't do it. That's as simple as that. We can't make it a week so that you can conveniently slide it in between grocery shopping.
Well, they have, you can go and get your ahead of time and vote through the mail.
Get an absentee ballot, sure.
Right, but yet they want people to be able to vote for a week or so. I mean, I can't see that. I really can't. I think that's where a lot of this fraud is coming in, because people can vote in two different counties. They can. I mean, all you got to do is get an apartment. That's all you need.
There's a lot of things happening now, Carol, that we don't like, and they all seem to have a theme of fundamentally changing America, which happens to be Barack Obama. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to, who's next? Walt? I would think Walt in Wheatfield. Why, it's Wheatfield Walt. You're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there.
The lady that you just had on, I think she's right on. This is an effort for a world government. You know, they in Brussels, they built a magnificent headquarters, which covers the EU plus the United States plus other countries who join, costing $1.9 billion. And they want the whole world to be covered and governed by Brussels. And, you know, this is becoming so stressful for all the American people. You look at Breitbart.com, and they have another 25,000 people coming in. And within the next 5 years, they're looking at 5 million people wanting to come into this country. Personally, I think this is orchestrated by the dark side. And it's governed by George Soros, who took $19 billion of his personal wealth and gave it to MoveOn.org. And I think there's a lot of Barack Obama going on.
Oh, I think absolutely, absolutely. And I think that he's sitting back now smiling because he planted a lot of these seeds. Now, some of them were there before Barack Obama, but there were so many unanswered questions about him, and he still won two terms and left. He left his droppings behind, and we got to clean it up.
Well, recall what he said way back in 2008, 2009. what we want to do is going to take time, and we have the time. And he's engineering this whole thing. That's why he at once rented a house in Washington, D.C.,
right,
and now he bought it.
Okay.
He intends to stay there to orchestrate this.
Well, he said he was going to be there because he wanted to influence what was going on. Not that you could, you had to geographically be there to influence, but his influence is still there and it's going on now. We got to dig the roots out of this thing and get started because it's pretty ugly. And to think fundamentalist things like rules of law, law enforcement, are not being followed now. It's unacceptable.
Well, you know, people say, call your senators, call your congressmen. Congressman that we have, you know, picks up the phone. You call Schumer's office here, and they say anything that you have as a national issue, call Washington, D.C. You call Washington, D.C., and you get it busy.
Lovely.
Same thing with Gillibrand. They don't want to hear from the public.
No, Gillibrand, I think the less we hear from Gillibrand, the better. The more we learn about her, the more weak she seems.
Exactly.
And we got to put up with it. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate it. Yeah, Gillibrand. Remember, empty. Just think of empty. Look at your gas gauge. There it is. There's an E on one side of it and an F on the other. She is right there, just on E, almost beyond the E. If you turn the key or you hit the fob, you'd hear, goom, that's it. Christine Gillibrand, she's empty. Believe me. Take a break on News Radio 930, WBEN. Okay, here is the deal of the day with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Getting in a cold car is no fun, so skip scraping ice off your windows with a keyless car starter from, it's from B&R. That's right. B&R Auto Accessories. Right now, get a $349 starter or from New England starter for $349 for just $249. So that's a really good deal. Only for My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Let's go to Fred, who's next to talk to. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Fred in New Mexico. What's going on?
I wanted to make the point that many of the people down here own land on both sides of the border.
Okay.
And they don't want that wall.
Why don't they want it?
Because it splits their land.
Oh, because the fence, are they growing crops? Are they feeding cattle? What are they doing with it?
I'm not certain what the situation is. I just know that they own land on both sides and that they're not happy with the idea of having it split.
Well, sometimes there are things that none of us are happy with. However, the security of the country would be preeminent. They could always do it in the domain process, but I don't think that should be necessary most of the time. I haven't seen any landowners stand up so far, but do you think this is a large group or a small group or what?
No, it's not a large group, but, you know, they're still vocal and I don't blame them in a way, you know.
Well, the wall is just a wall. In other words, you could certainly grow crops around it. You could feed cattle around it. You could build a house on either side of it. How do they think, outside of having a view, a one view of the property they own, how does that really harm them?
Well, who's going to build two houses on these?
Well, you're not going to build two houses, but if the wall's got to be on American land can't be on Mexican land.
Yeah.
All right, so sometimes things are a little inconvenient. However, the security of the country has to take precedent. If they have to use eminent domain, I'm sure that that's what they would do. Thank you. You buy that, Tony? What are you laughing about? Huh?
Sorry, it's just something caught me funny in here.
Oh, really? Are you guys telling jokes in there?
None that we could ever
We're talking about the security of the United States of America, and you guys are doing jokes. Does ICE have two more seats? We could just turn these guys over.
Oh, just send me someplace.
Yeah, you need you
do a remote island somewhere.
You do need professional help, Tony. I think we'll chip in.
I don't think there is help.
You ready, Beamer? Can we throw in a few bucks? Get Tony some psychological counseling.
You know, I think for Valentine's Day, because we love Tony, so we could
either that or heart shaped pizza will do.
Now I wasn't going to bring this up, guys, but what do you plan to get me on Valentine's Day?
A heart shaped pizza.
A heart shaped pizza, very nice. I like that. Filled with liqueur or cherry filling, something like that.
Well, what's those heart shaped pastries?
Oh, angel hearts.
Angel hearts. That's it.
Those are good.
They are good.
It's a little layered pastry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know, Aunt Millie's sells the giga version of those things. They're seriously, I'm going to show you by holding
probably
my
bigger
hands
bigger than a hubcap.
Yeah. You remember the full moon hubcaps that were big in, mm-hmm. you know, in happy days? That's the size of those things. They're that big, and they're delicious.
Can we go get one?
Yeah, I wish I had one now, actually. 803-0930-1-800-616-9236 *930. Let's go to Edwina in Newfane. Edwina, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there.
I have a couple of issues that I'd like to bring up. First of all, this person who they call AOC, do the people realize that she was only elected by 14,000 liberal people in her district?
Well, I don't know if they're aware of it or not. They are now. Go ahead.
I certainly hope so, because if this is the leader of the Progressive Party, of the Democrat Committee, believe me, the fabric of our society has totally changed. And another thing that I think is very important that needs to be brought up, and I believe that everyone needs to contact their representative. The abortion law that was just passed. There are so many unregulated issues in there. If you take the issues alone compared to where the abortions have to be performed or why are allowed to be performed, you don't have to go to a hospital anymore. Where in a hospital you have to have two physicians there on call. You don't have to have that in the abortion law that's been passed now. You don't have to have counseling if you don't want it. And you don't have to have doctors that are performing the abortion. They will let anyone that is certified, even up to a midwife. I had heard that several times. In fact, I talked to one of the representatives from Niagara County, Angelo Morinello, and he was filling us in on all of the unregulated items that are put in this bill. And as a society, if they're going for the babies now and the infants, what are they going to do for you and those that are 80 years old? You better start thinking about this, because this AOC, who has nothing between both ears.
Well, let's see. Let's attack this one at a time. The AOC, this Green New Deal, boy, if she is considered a leader or anything like that, this is insanity. As I read through it, And marked it up for possible use as a show subject. I can't believe they're even serious about this, but Nancy Pelosi doesn't seem to be much of a fan of it. She's not going to bring it to the floor for a vote. This isn't really going to go anywhere. I think it's a quick news story. Regarding the other one, I don't discuss abortion on the show because of the obvious reasons that nobody ever changes their mind and nothing gets accomplished with it. However, I've always been pro-choice, except what I saw happen in Albany a couple weeks ago was disgusting, where people actually, during a serious moment in a person's life, you don't stand up and cheer and act like he just scored a touchdown with an act that they passed. I think it's disgraceful, and I think it's disgusting.
And I agree with you. I usually would never bring up the issue of abortion, but because these laws were passed and because of the unregulated items that are in there that the public is not aware of, I believe there's too many loopholes in this, and they need to contact their representatives to find out exactly what is unregulated.
Albany traditionally has been loosey-goosey. They leave a lot of loose ends here and there. I hope people listen to what you had to say, Edwina, and I hope they learned something. Thank you. We'll be back with more right after this. You know, technically we haven't had a lot of snow, but it's just that I think our tempers get short. We don't have the we don't want to wait it out. We just want to run it fast forward and get the birds chirping. Have you noticed more birds in your yard? I have not.
No,
you have not. Buzzy, do you have a yard?
Well, you know, my apartment looks right over the beautiful Glen Park in Williamsville.
Oh, that's very nice.
And I have noticed birds, but I can't really compare it because I just moved there in August, so I can't compare it to this time last year where I was living more on Evans Road.
Something nice about spring, though, and you start hearing the birds chirping, and then the first day you go out and it's nice. It's balmy. Oh, that feels good. So we don't want another 3 to 6 inches of snow.
No, I don't want to hear any more of it. But I do love that feeling of when you notice that the days are it's light out longer. And
the days are short since you reached September. Pardon me, I just wrote that. It's a long, long time from May to December. Can you sing the words to that?
No, I cannot.
Good. I'm glad you can't because I didn't want you to.
I just learned
something.
It was
a test.
I just learned something today. I did not know that Elvis Presley was promoted to Army Sergeant.
I was trying to remember. I didn't know he made Sergeant.
Yeah, in this day in history.
I know if he had been in the Navy, I don't know if he would have been promoted.
Not to Ken's level?
To Ken's level. I remember when he went in, though, they made a big deal about shaving his head, because that's one of the first things they do. And he was good. He didn't ask for any special privileges. He wasn't, just the entertainer. He was a soldier and did his duty and came home.
Wasn't he stationed in Germany?
Yes, I do remember that. I didn't catch that when we were in Graceland in the last trip. I didn't catch that part of it because it was in an area that was really crowded, so I skipped over it. But,
I just feel bad. You know, back when he was in Germany, he got a lot of letters sent back that said return to sender.
Wow. Hey, we got a comedian in our midst. Now we don't have to send for the clown. That's very good.
Return
to sender. Address unknown. Went to Rochester and came back. All right, what do you got? Chris Collins says that the Dems are not bargaining in good faith, and they're not. I mean, I'm looking around. I'm looking for some character. I'm looking for somebody that means something, somebody of substance. When the Democrats say, we will not talk until the government's reopened, but then we will talk. All right, so they opened the government, and they are talking, but they're saying obscene, dumb things, like reduce the number of ICE detainees. ICE has 40,000 beds. It should be reduced, according to the Dems, to 30,000 beds, 35,000 beds, rather. And I'm asking why. Why do you want to release 5,000 people who have been detained by ICE? For what reason? And then what are your plans? You're going to just ship them out? Or you're going to find some place for them in America in a holding pen while we get to the point where somebody will put them up for amnesty and that'll rush through in exchange for something else. And then after amnesty, voting, and then it's done. The country is done. I didn't think we could be overthrown figuratively with words. I thought it would take people with guns to overthrow us. And maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Although I do know there are a lot of people who are going to stand up for this country if it's ever needed. And that is not crazy talk. That's the real deal.
For the longest time, I had been worried and thinking, yeah, we really are headed in the wrong direction. I'm no fan of polls. I don't usually believe in them. Figure that a lot of them are weighted towards to make Democrats and liberals look good. But what I'm seeing lately is kind of showing me that the American public is saying, nah, we're not buying what the Democrats have to offer. We saw that with the president's numbers after his speech. And now we see that new polls give Governor Cuomo and Schumer their lowest ratings ever. So I think people are slowly starting to reject what the left has to offer.
Well, let's hope it's a little faster than we've seen so far. They just reelected Cuomo, so we get four more years of him.
Yeah, but at least we know he's not going any further than governor.
Yeah, he's not. And anybody who thinks he is delusional. What scares me, doesn't scare me, but what frightens me is a better term. What frightens me is these things that I thought were sacrosanct. I didn't think that some of these things could happen this easily. Because of the three branches of government, I thought if we've got some rogue group or person in one branch, we've got two other branches, all of equal authority. We have an informed, if they want to be, public. So I didn't think we'd be walking down this road. But it seems to me like the things that I always held really dear, things that I thought were important, apparently to a lot of people, not only aren't important, they want to get rid of them. And I certainly, for one, am not going to stand back, and I don't think a lot of other people are going to stand back either. But you have to get the word out. You have to be vigilant about that, because the other side is very, very good at getting the word out. But when they do dumb things like, well, the call to abolish ICE, for what purpose? To have no border security? Is that the purpose? And now to take 5,000 beds out. And they threw that in the negotiations. Now, who in their right mind is going to vote yes on that? I'd like a holy picture of those voting yes on that. For what purpose? Can you imagine having go to Chicago and say, okay, this weekend, only 23 people will be killed. After that, you can't arrest anybody else. You can arrest the first 23, but after that, no. No, there's no need to. It gets too messy, takes up too much room, costs too much money. Can you imagine any other form of law enforcement having a quota on it? And that's what they're asking for. It's so stupid, I feel ridiculous even talking about it. But apparently, they're taking it seriously. So I'm thinking that we better be vigilant, make sure that we know what's going on. Be active, talk to your neighbors, attend meetings if there are meetings to attend, neighborhoods, start right at the level of your own backyard. All right, that about wraps it up for Beach & Company. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.